Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, The Drama of the Gifted Child, The Search for the True Self. The author of this book is Swiss psychologist Alice Miller. During 20 years of the psychoanalytic practice, certain patients drew her attention. These patients had some traits in common. From a very young age, they were showing sensitive intelligence and extraordinary innate skills. They would help their parents with chores around the house, care for their younger siblings, and perform outstandingly in school. As a source of pride for their parents, they were admired and even envied for their talents. However, behind this bright facade, all of them have experienced endless emptiness, depression, self-alienation, and felt that their life had no meaning. Caught up in the daily pursuit of success, they would fail to recognize their real needs. When recalling their earliest childhood memories, they often failed to have any sympathy for the child they once were. Not only did they lack respect for the emotional world of their childhood, but, sometimes, even showed derision and irony towards their early experiences. But why is this? After an extensive case analysis, Miller realized that all the emotional problems of these patients were rooted in their family background. She discovered that these people hadn't received enough unconditional love from their parents. Their feelings were not respected or understood when they were small children, and their inherent legitimate needs were not satisfied. According to her theory, those fundamental needs are called narcissistic needs, and people who do not have these needs met experience narcissistic disturbances. She believed that it was only by breaking free from the bonds of their past feelings and finding their true selves that they would be able to heal. For that reason, she outlined a course of therapy to help people with narcissistic disturbances face their past and their parents' issues. The treatment was aimed at helping them open the door into their consciousness, reconstruct their inner world, and create a new life. For the same reasons, in the 1980s, she canceled her membership in the International Psychoanalytic Association and dedicated herself wholly to writing. Her goal was to share the results of her research on childhood with a broader audience. The Drama of the Gifted Child is Miller's first published book. Most of the readers were deeply touched by it. In the afterword for the 2007 edition, Miller wrote, "Even now, readers tell me that it brought to the surface the tormented, isolated, never understood child within them whom they had forgotten and abandoned decades before. Many say that for the first time in their lives they can feel the plight of this child and address the pain of their childhood, of which they were not truly aware for such a long time." One reader sent a letter to Miller saying, "You described my life and my family," and they even asked, "How did you know them?" All these reviews once again show how valuable this book is. New York Magazine commented, "This book is rare and compelling in its compassion and its unassuming eloquence. Her examples are so vivid and so ordinary they touch the hurt child in us all. In this bookie, we will learn how to break through narcissistic disturbances and find our true selves by answering these three questions. Part 1, what are the causes of narcissistic disturbances? Part 2, what are the implications of narcissistic disturbances in people's lives? Part 3, how can psychotherapists help people with narcissistic disturbances? Part 1, what are the causes of narcissistic disturbances? As we mentioned previously, all children have legitimate narcissistic needs. It is one of their first needs the moment they are born. Children must be raised in an atmosphere of respect and acceptance of their feelings. This kind of environment is absolutely necessary for developing healthy self-esteem, building up a high sense of self-worth, and a good self-image. Otherwise, they will spend their whole life looking for the understanding, respect, mirroring, and appreciation that they never received from their parents. If a parent's own narcissistic needs have not been met, they will also continue to search for acceptance. At some point, they will find out that the most natural outlet for gratifying their needs is their own children. Newborn babies and small children depend on their parents. To avoid losing their support, children will do whatever is possible to obey them. At this point, completely unconsciously, parents might try to satisfy their narcissistic needs through their child, whom they see as their possession. One of Miller's patients was forbidden by his mother to be sad or cry as a small child. His tears would make his mother unhappy and upset. So, throughout his childhood years, he did his best to keep a smile on his face and cover up his true feelings. As an adult, he was completely unfamiliar with such feelings as sadness and grief, which seemed shameful and incomprehensible to him. His mother was unconsciously manipulating him with her behavior. While he, as a child, was defenseless against these manipulations, and thus, unable to confront them. Therefore, his true self became distorted over time. Apart from unconsciously manipulations, some parents might also hold their children in contempt. Once Miller saw a couple on a walk with a 2-year-old boy. The adults were eating ice cream. Their little son was whining because he wanted one too. While his parents offered him a bite of their ice creams, they wouldn't let him have a whole one for himself. However, the boy didn't give up. He wanted the whole bar and kept trying to reach for it. This went on for a while. The parents repeatedly placed an ice cream bar in front of the boy's face for him to have a bite. But just as the boy was about to grab the whole bar, they would take it out of his reach. The adults were quite amused by the child's behavior and laughed while completely ignoring the tears of their little son. Later, when the father finished his ice cream, he gave the stick to his son. The boy licked the stick expectantly and then threw it away. His eyes filled up with tears, and his whole little body started shivering. None of these actions concerned the parents, and they continued on their walk. However, Miller saw the little boy's tears and frustration. She knew that the problem was not that he didn't get to eat the ice cream, but that he wanted to hold the ice cream bar on the popsicle stick, just like everybody else. His wish was not understood and was seen as a source of amusement. He was too small to express himself clearly to his parents. But can we call his parents heartless? Not really. They too have also once been insecure and completely helpless children. And now, as they become parents, they have a much weaker person at their disposal and a chance to fulfill their unconscious urge to get revenge. In this way, they pass on the pain they once felt to small children through their current status and power. Contempt for their small and weak child turned into a way of escaping their own helplessness. And just like that, by using unconscious manipulation, parents fulfill their narcissistic needs. However, in this process, children lose the space to experience their own emotions and feelings. Why? Because for them, losing their parents' love equals death. To keep that love, they kill some of their feelings. In other words, they adapt in order to not to lose their parents' love. These parents and children become codependent. Parents achieve recognition from their child's sense of dependence. The child's love, appreciation, and obedience give them a feeling of power. And children, unable to rely on their own emotions, adopt parental values to become just what their parents want them to be. When these children grow up, they only reveal what they know others want to see. They fuse with those facades so much that they may even forget who they really are. Their true selves never develop fully because they are not given room to grow. And precisely because of that, they often have feelings of emptiness, futility, and hopelessness. All this leaves them with empty hearts, impoverished spirits, and crippled potentials. And these are the manifestations of narcissistic disturbances. That brings us to the end of part 1. We have spoken of the legitimate narcissistic needs of all the people in the early stages of life. If parents' narcissistic needs are not satisfied, they will not be able to meet the same needs in their children. They also might have the unconscious urge to use their children to satisfy their own unmet needs and wishes. In an effort to not lose parental love, children do everything to please their parents. Hence, they adapt and develop a false self. Once they grow up, their feelings of self-alienation and self-forfeit give rise to narcissistic disturbances. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.